Time for your letters now. Last week, Daniel Schorr chided President Bush for saying that owning something is what America is all about. Grant Garber writes, thanks to Daniel Schorr for pointing out that according to our Declaration of Independence, the possession of property is not an inalienable right of American citizens. The reason for this omission being that one can never tell exactly how somebody came into possession of something. Soon after Jefferson altered the model of John Locke by eliminating the inalienability of property, Thomas Paine envisioned a graduated income tax in the expectation that someday our government would get around to rectifying the inequities of our economic system by taxing the wealthy at a higher rate than the rest of us. So, continues Mr. Garber, if owning something were really what America is all about, as President Bush believes, this concept would never have come into force in our tax code. He's already done what he could to give the money back to the wealthiest people with his huge tax cut, but he'll never make America believe that the ownership of property is what this country is all about. To believe that, we'd all have to become worshippers of wealth. Regarding the essay on metric martyrs by Diane Roberts, Jeff Gross writes, after listening to the piece, you would think the whole of the UK has taken to the streets, pitchforks in hand, demanding the reintroduction of imperial measurements. Let me assure her that nothing could be further from the truth. Anti-metric sentiment is held by the usual assortment of those that want to cling on to the past and have the money and time to indulge their whims. This is instead of spending the 10 minutes or so learning that 250 grams is about a half a pound and 500 grams is about a pound. Mr. Gross continues, despite Diane's comical assertions, the UK is not converting to the metric system at the behest of the EU. Metrication in the UK has been going through painful fits and starts since 1965, 7 years before the UK entered what is now the EU. The UK is functionally a metric country. There is nothing you can buy outside of a pint of beer that isn't metric. By the way, that's a 568 milliliter imperial pint, not the pitiful 473 milliliter American variety. The ridiculousness of this sad band of Don Quixotes prompted me to join the UK Metrication Association. Mr. Gross concludes, when the U.S. finally takes the plunge and fully converts to the metric system, I can only hope it's done the Australian way. Quick, organized, and done within 10 years, versus the haphazard UK way, 36 years and counting. Address your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our listener line number is area code 202-371-1775. Our email is wesun@npr.org.